Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's spring, and bobolinks are migrating north. Every May, a flock of these songbirds returns to one Massachusetts farm in particular to mate and hide their nests. But this year, they'll also be the stars of a pastoral art installation, a project that is, well, for the birds, as WBUR's Andrea Shea tells us.
On a windy day at Appleton Farms, with airplanes, azure sky, and puffy white clouds overhead, artist Jean Shin hammers a shiny copper nail into the flat surface of a dissected, decomposing tree trunk.
One down. 100 more to go.
This earthy piece is part of a sprawling, site-specific sculpture series made with repurposed wood. When the New York artist got the commission 4 years ago, Shin was already intrigued by farms. Then, during extensive interviews with Appleton's team, she learned about their farm's role as an annual refuge for some avian visitors, the bobolinks.
I knew nothing about these beautiful birds.
The tawny female and black yellow-capped male bobolinks became Shin's muses. She set out to amplify the vulnerable bird's reliance on perching at Appleton to survive.
Their populations are really dependent on farmers and their hay fields, their pastures, and grasslands are declining all over the world. So it just seemed like the most beautiful story for us to understand more deeply and really appreciate their contribution to the landscape.
Appleton has been stewarding the land as a working farm since 1638. Today, its team balances practices including cattle grazing and hay production with the bobolink's life cycle. Agroecologist Alejandro Brambilla explains why these little songbirds matter.
When we have a field that has bobolinks in it, it means that we have a relatively well-functioning grassland ecosystem, and that comes along with all the flowering species that are there, insects that are there, other species that comprise the whole community of that field.
After the bobolinks fly north from the southern hemisphere in May, Brambilla says they'll zip around their temporary home, perching, mating, and hunting for insects to feed their young. And, of course, the songbirds will sing. Brambilla pulls up a recording that sounds like R2-D2 from Star Wars.
It's just like a little robot.
In 2010, the Trustees, a nonprofit that oversees Appleton and more than 100 properties across Massachusetts, launched a volunteer program to collect data on the bobolinks. Now Brambilla is thrilled Shin's project is highlighting the bird's ecologically complex habitat.
It's hard to just stand out and look at a field of grass and translate that.
So, Shin fashioned 18 sculptures that dot the swath of land where the bobolinks perch.
Usually they would do that on top of the tall grass reeds. And so these function for them to say, yeah, here's your stage. Perch here.
Shin crafted the perches with rotted wooden fence rails, salvaged copper, and pruned chestnut branches. They stick up out of the ground like ghostly little Franken trees.
I've never made sculpture just for the birds.
But the birds aren't the only creatures invited to perch. Shin also made chunky viewing platforms out of dead trees so visitors can have a bird's eye view that connects them to nature.
What's changing here in the landscape if we slow down, if we decide to perch like a bird? We get to literally observe our environment more closely.
You might be wondering if the bobolinks will be game to participate in this art installation.
I've been promised that they'll perch on pretty much anything. If they see a line, you know, cable, certainly fences, they'll perch.
For Here and Now, I'm Andrea Shea.
Today on our podcast, Here and Now Anytime, the wellness industry is selling new products to tell us our biological age. But as we hear, even doctors have a hard time determining how rapidly we're aging.
We should know what aging is because we see it all the time. Hairs turn gray. We see the wrinkles pop up on our face. We even see things like changes in our mental acuity. But those things aren't necessarily aging. And it feels philosophical at first to say, like, well, I don't know, is that really aging or is it just a manifestation of aging? It's something that shows up when we age, but it's not the thing itself. And unless you really know what aging is and how to measure it, you won't really know if any of the things you're doing are really working, probably for a very, very long time.